John, do you reckon you would have scored if you played 180 minutes rather than 90?
No, not really. I don't look like it. Very disappointing performance. I think, fair play to Nantwich. I thought they played quite well. They've got a number of good players in there. And you do have to sort of grind them down and compete with them, or else they will struggle, pass it round you. And they did that to some degree, certainly first half. We spent most of the second half in their half, but we were vulnerable to the break by overcommitting. But even though we had a lot of possession, we never really looked like we were going to cut through them, and we never really got behind them a great deal, and they defended very deep, and we didn't create a great deal.
Was it the curse of being club of the month because you got presented with the certificate before kick-off?
Well, it appears that way, but I mean, it's uncanny how that sort of thing happens, isn't it? I don't know whether psychologically it makes you relax, I don't think it's done that to me. I'm not prepared any different today than I have any other day, but I've got to say, I think it's just coincidence.
It wasn't a great day for the goal scorers out, because even though Nantwich got the goal, I there's never such a thing as a bad goal, but it was a bit scrappy. I mean, nobody was really scoring either end.
No, well, to be honest with you, I mean, again, it's our own mistake, and it's usually the way when we concede, because we've had a great run of not conceding. And if we make mistakes, they usually end up in the back of the net. And that's just what's happened. A bit of indecision at the back, bad decision making, and it's broken down. They pinched it off us, and it's ended up in the back of the net. But that's the way it is. You got to give them credit for getting some pressure on the ball. But it was our mistake. It was not like they're doing. So I'm very, very disappointed.
You're normally at the dressing room a bit sooner than today. Were you having a bit of a word with them in there?
Well, we were in a bit slower because the lads were warming down, really, because we've got a game Monday. We're just letting the lads do a warm down. So they didn't get back in as quickly as they would do normally. And then, of course, we needed to just talk to them and tell them a few untruths, because it's inevitable that when you're putting a below-par performance, that the players have directly contributed. And a lot of that is, it's a very fine line between doing enough and doing what turns it into a good performance, and there's not a lot in it. And today we just did enough. Too many of our players were just playing at 70%, and that is completely unacceptable.
You talk about Monday. I mean, it's to get something out of the Easter weekend. You've got an easy game on Monday. FC United away, but at home.
Same as any other game for me. That, I mean, the only change is I don't think FC are particularly any better than another four or five teams in the league, but I think they've got the benefit of the crowd that obviously does give them that lift. There's no doubt that they influence things for them, so that's good from their point of view. But I think man for man, I think we're capable of competing with them, and we'll have to see, won't we? We'll see what they do. I mean, they're going to be getting close. You're going to have to do a lot to not win it now.
Well, that's true. But you're going to be away on your own ground. Is the away dressing room particularly unpleasant at the Thameside Stadium?
I don't know. I think I've only been in there a few times. When I was at Mosley, I think I went in there a few times. And we lost. I know we lost one and we won one here. I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether they may be gracious and let us have the home team changing room as it's normally ours. My gut feeling is they'll take it out of principle and they'll act as they can. So we'll have to see. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it makes any difference.
And finally, start of the game, there was a memento for Sam Walker for 200 games. I suppose the fact he's played 200 games shows his quality.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's been a consistent performer. He's obviously, he's captain now over the last two seasons, and we've had a good run under Sam. He's done particularly well. He's desperate to play every game. It doesn't matter who you're playing, Sam wants to be on that team sheet, and he pulls his face when he's not, on the odd occasion when I choose to rest him. A brilliant achievement from his point of view in four seasons. So it's like an average of 50 games a season. you know, he's one of them lads, doesn't pick up, don't appear to pick up many injuries that keep him out, you know, and, you know, he's improved season on season.
Great, thanks, John.